Gittin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, 8:4, and now the Mishnah discusses something that we'd mentioned back at the end of the previous Perek, the Get Yashan, the outdated or old Get. So the Mishnah says, Beishame Omrim, Poter Adam Ishto Beget Yashan, Ubeisel Osrin. Beishame say a person can, Lachachila, use a Get Yashan, we'll define that in a moment, to literally Poter, to set his wife free, to send her away, to dismiss her. Whereas Beis Hillel say, no, you can't, they osrin. Now, what is ve'ezu get yashan? What is a get yashan? Says the Mishnah. Kol shenisyached ima achar shekasavo la. After any get, which after it was written for her, he and the wife had yichud, they were alone privately. So, the thought is therefore, let me speak it out, just a simple reading, that if a husband writes a get, and it's not a get mukdam, it's signed and dated on the same day. It's just that he keeps that get lying around and gives it to his wife in the future. And the way that the Rashi says it and the way that the Bartonura quotes it, it sounds like the concern is like he'll keep it there for a couple of years even, and then he gives it to the wife. And if in the interim, after he had it written, they have yichud and she would conceive a child, so then the problem is the child would be born after the date of the get, and people would think this child is somehow defective in as much as his yichus is terrible because he was born outside of wedlock. There's nothing actually specifically legally problematic with a person being born outside of wedlock like that, but it's simply, bad for shidduch prospects, and then therefore, out of the interest of protecting this child, so to speak, Beis Hillel will say, no, you can't use such a get. So although Rashi and the Bartonura say the concern is, that it could sit around for a couple of years before he actually gives her the get, and then interim she could get pregnant and have a child, the way the halacha works is that we simply say, according to Beis Hillel, that if they ever have a yichud any time after the writing of the get, so then the gets become a get yashan and can't be used, and a new get would have to be written. Now, the machlokas here is not exactly what you might think. The machlokas is really predicated on something which we'll see in the next parak, which is there's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to when it is proper and what circumstances one is to give his wife a get. So according to Beis Shammai, it's really not proper to divorce your wife unless you find matzabat davar erva, unless you find something that's really inappropriate, like she's seeing another man, or I don't know what she does. She does something that's very, very pritzesdek. So Beis Shammai's assumption is that once a husband discovers this about his wife, she'll be disgusting to him. And that being the case, even if they have yichud, like it's very unlikely he's going to sleep with her again, and therefore it's not likely that we have to be concerned that he's going to have more children with her. Whereas Beis Hillel hold that you're allowed to divorce your wife even in less severe circumstances, even if hikdicha es tavshilo, even if she is sort of nasty to him and burns his dinner. So, okay, that's not a nice wife necessarily, but it's not someone who a person would necessarily find disgusting, and therefore it's not at all inconceivable that he intends to divorce his wife because she's been nasty to him, he has the get, and then afterwards they have yichud and she ends up conceiving a child. So both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are concerned for the reputation of this would-be child, just that Beis Hillel say this is a likely thing to happen, and Beis Shammai say it's not a likely thing to happen. That being the case, in a situation in which, let's say, we knew for a fact the husband and wife had been together, so then even Beis Shammai ostensibly would agree that you can't use this get yesh anymore because we're going to mess up the kid. At all events, the halach is like Beis Hillel, but that said, we only are talking about the lacharchila. In other words, the get yashan should not be used. If it is used, so then now the woman, according to the Bartonura, if she can't get another get, like for example, the husband's left town in the meantime or something, so then she can lechachila go and marry someone new. In other words, the get is still valid, it's just that lechachila he shouldn't be using it, and if we can't get another one, so she can rely on it. According to many other shitas, lahalacha, the wife could actually rely on this get lechachila, meaning even if the husband is around and she could get a new one, she doesn't need to. And so the point is, lecharchila, the husband shouldn't use such a get, but since it's only about a chashash for an unborn child, b'diavad, once the get's been given, so the woman can rely on it and get married again, lecharchila, no problem.